My name is John Hannett. I'm General Secretary of the Union USDA.
One of the things that I'm quite interested in is what takes somebody from being a union member to becoming a shop steward or somebody who gets more involved with USDA. How do you think that process works and what makes a good union rep?
You know, again, that's a really good question, because often people join the union because they feel they may need support. And then all of a sudden it can be that they feel strong about a particular issue, or somebody puts their hand on the shoulder and says, look, you've got opinions on things, why don't you take over as a union representative? And, you know, being a union representative has its challenges, because often you're kind of caught between, say, the employer and the members. But it also can be extremely rewarding when you represent a member and you get a result on their behalf. What makes a really good rep, really, and we've got many of them in USDA, we're very proud that we've got 10,000 union representatives. What makes the rep really is that commitment. First of all, to give the time when the time is in demand, but also to give the support to people who at times are feeling very vulnerable. They know that they've got a rep there who's going to give them advice, and having that confidence given to them by knowing that somebody who's been trained and somebody who's experienced. So we've been very fortunate in USDA. We didn't grow by 100,000 members because we just campaigned. We did it because those representatives went out and reached out to the fellow non-members. And, you know, our award ceremony that we have every year is a celebration of those reps, because, of course, not everybody can be there. It's fantastic to see the kind of positive reaction we get when they come to the awards, and it's a celebration of their efforts. And even if they don't win the award, they're sharing in that kind of celebration of their efforts. And, you know, we're lucky to have those reps. And without them, the union doesn't function. You know, you can have your paid employees and they've all got an important role to play. But it's the army of people who say, right, I'm going to stand up. And people come from it from many different ways. Some people have come from a family history of maybe being family being trade unionists. Some people come from it because they've just took an interest, and all of a sudden they think, well, I think I could do that. I might become a lifelong learning rep. I might become a health and safety rep. And many of them have gone on to become full-time officers of the union. We've got our academies, Academy 1, Academy 2, and I've had the experience of that. If we invest in the reps, they pay us back far more than we can give them.
That was actually going to be my next question, which is obviously about the academy programme. Yeah. And just how important is that training and that skilling up process for people who are volunteers and staff within USDA?
Do you know, I often say this when I address union delegations about confidence. You know, sometimes people come to this role and feel a little bit insecure. You know, have I got the ability? Can I speak to the manager on even terms? Can I address a meeting? And what's one of the most rewarding things is see these reps who maybe initially, you know, feel a little bit insecure about the role, and then you see them flourish. ADM, our annual conference, first time speakers, probably the one union and out of the whole of the two you see where you get so many first time delegates who are probably sitting in the audience thinking, oh, I don't think I could do it, you know, it looks a bit daunting. And then they get up because they feel strong about something. Then all of a sudden you find not only the ones that are up twice, they're up three times, because confidence unlocks a lot of opportunities. And the barrier really is, I've always made this argument, that some people have been fortunate to have the best education and be naturally academic. What we have with a lot of our members is they may be leaving school with not necessarily major academic qualifications, but what they have is the same ability, it just needs bringing out. And it's that confidence. Once people get that feeling, I can say it, I can do it, well, the world's their oyster. And I've seen too many people who started off a little bit fearful of the role, and now they've moved on. I started as a rep. I mean, my position was taking on the role. And, you know, without those reps feeling confident, then the union doesn't function. But, I mean, you know, look at the work they're doing, the reps, every day. Sitting opposite managers, sitting opposite senior personnel people. And able not only to know their own agreement, but pick out the salient arguments to defend someone. You know, that's ability. Many of the companies promote our reps because they see the way they've developed through the USDA training programme. I think we've got the best reps in the country, and I know it sounds cheesy to say it, but I say it because I can see the effort they put in. Even when in difficult times, when pay is not going up as much as it should, or the hours are being changed and people are feeling insecure, often that's when the rep has to soak up a lot of pressure. because the frustration can sometimes be taken out on the ref. And yet, the resilience they show when they're under pressure, I think, is good for us all, because, you know, it'd be very easy to say this is too tough, I'm walking away, and reps don't. They recover, they regroup, and they get back out there and they do a great job for the members and for this union.
We're celebrating 125 years of Usdaw with this tour, but what's next? What should Usdaw be looking to achieve in the next couple of years? What's important to the union?
Well, the union can't rest on its laurels. 125 years, we've grown by 100,000 members, but the risk for any organisation, trade unions as well, is not to keep innovating. So we have to grasp the opportunity. So, for instance, we face challenges of more online shopping. The world of work is always, in a sense, changing. So the union has to keep investing financially, making sure we keep training people, keep developing people, and most important, try to anticipate the way the business models are going. We've got a massive challenges at the moment about trying to get people the work-life balance right between getting the right number of hours, the right time off, trying to make sure that retail is seen as it should be, as an occupation where people work hard. And what we've got to try to do is make sure we don't fall into the trap of some unions of being complacent and end up in a position of merging from a position of weakness. We've got massive opportunities in this union, and we've got skilled employees, we've got great volunteers, and we have to keep looking at what are the challenges that are going to face members going forward, because it is different today. You know, when I left school many years ago, I could go from one job to another. That doesn't exist. And that kind of insecurity, and also making sure that employers treat their employees with respect, because, you know, it's well proven, well documented. The staff that are looked after give far more back, both in productivity. So we're going to be taking advantage of all the opportunities with technology. We're going to try to unpick the challenges of the sectors we're in. We're going to try to ensure that what we're not doing is running behind change, but in a sense being there so that we can anticipate the pressure that's going to come down on our members. And I think we've got a team of people who are really going to make sure this union doesn't get into the position where some unions have, where they've declined, that we keep moving forward. I think we've demonstrated that in the last number of years, and 125 years celebration. But the future is what we're really going to be thinking about. We can't just celebrate the past. It's about thinking about the challenges of the future. And I think we'd be well pleased to do it.